Welcome to Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ray Sanchez. Batting second. The second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting third. The first baseman, Mark Grace. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Cal Daniels. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Buechel. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Wilkins. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Doug DiCenzo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jeff Robinson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Jeff Robinson. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bip Roberts. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Martinez. Batting third. The shortstop, Barry Larkin. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Paul O'Neill. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Morris. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Doran. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Oliver. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tim Belcher. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Tim Belcher. And now, play ball. Ray Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sanchez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sandberg hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grace hits a pop-up towards short. Larkin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Sanchez moves to second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dawson hits a fly ball into left field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Roberts hits a pop-up towards short. Sanchez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez hits a line drive towards first. Grace reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Daniels is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Daniels hits a fly ball into right field. O'Neill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Buechel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Buechel strikes out. Two outs. Rick Wilkins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wilkins hits a pop-up towards short. Larkin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. O'Neill takes first base on ball 4. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Morris hits a fly ball into left center field, beyond the reach of DiCenzo. Morris reaches second base with a double. O'Neill moves to third. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Braggs hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wilkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Doran is walked intentionally. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sanchez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Doug DeCenzo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. DeCenzo takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Robinson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Robinson strikes out. 1 out. Ray Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanchez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sanchez hits a pop-up into right field. O'Neill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Sandberg takes first base on ball 4. DeCenzo moves to second. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grace is 0 for 1 in the game. Grace hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Tim Belcher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Belcher strikes out. 1 out. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Roberts is 0 for 1 in the game. Roberts hits a fly ball into center field. DeCenzo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 0 for 1 in the game. Larkin hits a fly ball into center field. DeCenzo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Cal Daniels is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Daniels is 0 for 1 in the game. Daniels hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, Cubs. Steve Buechel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buechel is 0 for 1 in the game. Buechel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rick Wilkins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Wilkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilkins hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Paul O'Neill batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. O'Neill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, O'Neill takes first base on ball 4. Hal Morris batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Morris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Morris hits a fly ball into left field. Daniels settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Braggs takes first base on ball 4. O'Neill moves to second. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Doran hits a fly ball into left field. Daniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Doug DeCenzo is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. DeCenzo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, DeCenzo hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Robinson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Ray Sanchez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Sanchez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sanchez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Tim Belcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Belcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Belcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buechel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 2 in the game. Roberts hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Roberts moves to second. Two outs. Barry Larkin batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Larkin is 0 for 2 in the game. Larkin takes first base on ball 4. Ken Patterson now pitching. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sandberg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0 for 2 in the game. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Dawson is 0 for 2 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morris fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Cal Daniels is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Daniels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Daniels strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Morris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Morris hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Bragg's batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Bragg's is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bragg's takes first base on ball 4. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Doran is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Doran hits a fly ball into right field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Buechel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Buechel is 0 for 2 in the game. Buechel hits a line drive into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Wilkins, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Wilkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilkins takes first base on ball 4. Doug DiCenzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiCenzo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, DiCenzo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wilkins moves to second. Dwight Smith pinch hits for Ken Patterson. Dwight Smith is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Smith strikes out. 2 outs. Ray Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sanchez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sanchez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Bullinger now pitching. Darnell Coles pinch hits for Tim Belcher. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coles strikes out. 1 out. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. DiCenzo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dwayne Henry now pitching. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Sandberg hits a fly ball into right field. O'Neill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grace is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dawson is 0 for 3 in the game. Dawson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grace scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Larkin for the out. 1 out. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks, O'Neill strikes out. 2 outs. Hal Morris, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Morris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Morris takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Braggs is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks, Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buechel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Scott Ruskin now pitching. Cal Daniels is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Daniels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Daniel strikes out. One out. Steve Buechel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Buechel is 0 for 3 in the game. Buechel takes first base on ball 4. Rick Wilkins is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wilkins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Wilkins takes first base on ball 4. Buechel moves to second. Doug DeCenzo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. DeCenzo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. DeCenzo hits a line drive towards third. Roberts reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Kunkel pinch hits for Jim Bullinger. Steve Foster now pitching. Bip Roberts now playing left field. Jeff Branson now playing third base. Derek May batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. May hits a fly ball into left field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Scanlon now pitching. Derek May now playing left field. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Doran is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Doran hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Oliver is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. DeCenzo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Branson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Branson hits a line drive into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 1, and Cincinnati Reds, 0. Goodbye from Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati.